Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. I'm your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning, as is almost always the case, is my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stone. How was your weekend?
It was just wonderful. How was Mother's Day for you?
It was good. Spent a lot of time in Dunwoody.
Did you really?
A lot of time in Dunwoody. Breakfast there, and then we went to a festival they had.
Did you acquire any art?
Yes, we did.
I knew the answer to that. You guys have all this original art in your home.
And we get it all at festivals.
Festivals. So we had a very lazy Mother's Day, but we rented a movie, and I can tell you how good it was. I cannot, for the life of me, even tell you anything about the movie. Remember the title? Anything? It is possible that I may have dozed off during part of the
movie.
Was it
Inception? Sounds like Inception.
Well, you know, I have a lot of estrogen at my house. Right. I got a wife and two daughters, so they rented some chick flick that I can't remember. But it was a nice, relaxing day.
Good for you.
But I needed that because I knew this was going to be a high-energy segment this morning. We
Big
have
day.
Back with us Miss Debbie Fuse because it is time for the Dunwoody Chamber Special edition here on High Velocity Radio. Welcome back to the show, Miss Debbie.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing good.
Super.
You had a busy Dunwoody weekend, didn't you?
A very busy Dunwoody weekend. We actually had the Arts Festival all Mother's Day weekend, so that was always fun. But closed down the street and everybody was there, and I think there was probably a pretty good amount of people between Dunwoody and Sandy Springs that were there.
Yeah, it was a big crowd when I was there. It was packed.
Yeah, I worked over at the farmhouse all day on Sunday, so with Preservation Trust, so one of my many extra duties that we do.
You're a busy lady.
Was this the first Dunwoody Arts Festival, or you've been doing this for a while?
Well, this is done by a private entity, but this is their third year, I believe.
In that same location?
Same location. They close down the center of the village down there every year.
You got perfect weather.
They couldn't have asked for much better. That's absolutely the truth.
So what's the chamber been up to over the last several weeks?
Lots. We just did our Dunwoody Business Expo with Sandy Springs, so joint expo. It turned out really well. I think we probably, again, had around 1,000 attendees, which is always awesome.
Uh-huh.
Had a little over, right around 70 booths this year, which was good as well. So it was a very full day. Great speakers and great exhibitors and
probably
lots of
a boost in membership, I would think.
You know, it never hurts anything when they can see themselves there. And we're actually waiting for some video to come back and some pictures to come back from the expo. So I'm looking forward to getting that too. So it'll be fun.
So tell us who you brought with us this morning.
Well, this morning I have Katie Bishop with the CVB, which is the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Dunwoody. And then I have Michael Starling with the City of Dunwoody. I thought we could do a little 6-month recap to be able to get everybody back on board and let everybody know what we're doing.
Sounds fantastic. I tell you what, let's start with Katie. What kind of work are you guys doing over there over the last few months?
Good morning. Yes, things have been busy this year with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And there's a lot of new stuff going on and around Dunwoody with hotels and restaurants. And so it's off to a busy start. But one of the big things we've got coming up that the CVB is planning is the second annual Dunwoody Restaurant Week.
That's always fun.
It is, yeah. We've got quite several new restaurants that have opened in Dunwoody, and then all of our wonderful existing restaurants. So we've got Restaurant Week planned for June 22nd to the 29th.
And why don't you educate our listener if they're not familiar with how Restaurant Week works?
Sure. It's the restaurants that are participating create prefix menus at set prices. So we're going to be offering $10 lunch and $15 lunch and then $20 dinner and $30 dinners.
Okay.
So it's a great chance to come out and experience
So you can try a new restaurant at kind of an affordable price,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. So we'll have everybody from some local lunch places all the way up to Capital Grill and McKendrick's are planning to participate as well.
Oh, wow, that's
good.
Yeah,
we're excited to
have
them.
So you have all price points?
We do, yeah. Well, 10, 15, right. 20, and 30.
But it's affordable for pretty much everybody.
It is, yeah. So we hope that everyone will come out. We've got information coming up online about that in the next few weeks. And then the one of the big announcements that's been happening in Dunwoody is our new Le Méridien Hotel.
Oh, wow. Where is that going to be?
That opened in earlier this year. And they're still completing it, but it should be officially completed in July. And that is the former W Hotel.
Uh-huh.
So it's now Le Méridien. It's a European brand. This is like the 11th hotel in the United States, the first one in the Southeast. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It's very modern, art-driven hotel, a lot of unique design and art inside. So it's a great, great property.
And what a fantastic location. I mean, it's so easy to get to. Everyone in Atlanta knows how to get to it, but people coming from out of town, it's off of the major artery, right? It's off of 400, right?
Well, it's just off up Ashford Dunwoody Road.
Yeah, right up Ashford Dunwoody.
Yeah, so it's a great location, and it is a, yeah, we're thrilled to have it. It's a beautiful hotel. It's a higher price point than what we have in the market, which is good for everybody.
So when meeting planners come to town, do you guys parade them around to properties like this new one?
We do. We certainly do.
You accidentally drive by there, right?
Oh, we certainly do. Yeah, we're actually hosting all of the meeting planners for the Georgia Meeting Planners International MPI conference at the Le Méridien later this year.
Oh, really?
So we're excited to have them there.
So now when you're talking to meeting planners, what's that conversation like typically?
Most often it's just around if they're looking at Dunwoody or in areas around this what we're selling them on is the location. I mean, it just can't be beat. And for mm-hmm. their attendees, the fact that all of our properties offer complimentary parking is a huge asset.
Right.
And then just the ability to get out and walk to restaurants. I mean, we see them every week, the convention attendees that are walking to restaurants and shopping, and it's great for the local economy, and it's great for their attendees.
Right.
So it's a slam dunk for meeting planners, I would think, but what other kinds of businesses should be a part of your organization?
Well, we do a lot with the restaurants and the retailers. We do a lot of partnerships with Perimeter Mall and then our local businesses as well. Because when we're marketing for leisure travelers, I mean, when we think about Dunwoody, who's going to come here, it's an ideal girlfriend getaway destination. So I'm sure your wives love to go away with their girlfriends and shop and spend money. And Dunwoody is a perfect place.
Yes, there's a lot of options
for women to do that.
So I'm glad you cleared that up, because I had a completely different picture of what a girlfriend getaway was. But.
So they can come and stay in Dunwoody and maybe then venture to some of the attractions. But then when they land back at their hotel, there's still stuff to do and shopping to do.
Absolutely.
Right around where they're staying.
Yeah,
right?
And we partner with the spas to offer special mm-hmm. promotions and packages. And
are there any spa promotions you can talk about?
Well, we have a couple of girlfriend getaway packages right now for the spring up on mm-hmm. our website. And they've got spa packages with Angela Michaels Spa and Salon, and then Spa Seidel are two of our great partners.
So if they go to your site, they can get kind of an idea of what's happening around the city, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got packages. So if they're wanting just kind of like an all-inclusive where it includes dining discounts and shopping discounts and spa discounts, they can just book that package at the hotels.
Wow, cool.
I'm sure I asked this before when you were on the show back in October, I think it was, but I honestly don't remember, and I want to know, how in the world did you land a job like this? How cool is this job? And, how did you get into this?
It's a great job, and not many people really understand what we do either, so they think that we just
play. Well, you have
to
go out to eat a lot, and then you have to sample spas to make sure they're the right partner and stay at fancy hotels. That's what it sounds like.
No, not quite.
Wish it was that easy, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, we really do have a great office, and I have a great team, and we have a lot of fun. I mean, we do think that we've got the best jobs in the city. I mean, our job is to market and promote.
Right.
All the cool things that are going on in Dunwoody. So,
do you go out and about to different markets to kind of educate them about Dunwoody?
Well, we have, it depends sort of on the market. I mean, we've got a director of sales, and his job is to try, he does a lot of traveling and goes on sales calls and attends trade shows to educate meeting planners. Mm-hmm. And then occasionally we'll do events, like we did an event in Birmingham last October at a trade show where we were promoting the girlfriend getaways.
Right.
And so how does Birmingham feel about stuff like that? Like, does Birmingham come here and sell Birmingham?
Yeah, Birmingham is one of our big markets.
Oh, so you work together, kind of?
Well, we attended a trade show that was going on in Birmingham. But as far as people who are coming into this market, Birmingham and then Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Greenville, and then Nashville are sort of our big drive markets.
So if this doesn't work out for you for some reason, I can't imagine any reason why it wouldn't. You could be a politician, because you dodged my question. How did you get this job?
How did I get this job? I don't know.
She interviewed really hard for it.
I think a lot of people were asking that question.
But was it right out of school, or did you have another career?
With tourism, a lot of people just sort of find themselves in it. Not many people go to school for tourism.
Yeah.
So my background is public relations, and I spent a year with an agency, and that was overrated. And
so this is a better fit for you?
Yeah. So previously, before Dunwoody, I was in South Georgia and with a Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Oh, what a fantastic
job. And been with Dunwoody since they got started. It's been a great opportunity. It's been a lot of fun.
And so a little bit about that relationship, the Chamber, CVB. Talk to us about that, Debbie.
You know, we do a lot of things together. And one of the things that we're actually working on right now is our Dunwoody at Dusk event, which is going to be happening in June, July, and August. We're going to do three different shopping areas throughout the city. Katie and her team are helping work on all the marketing and getting the pieces put together on that end. And I'm helping work with all the businesses to try to get them focused and kind of involved. And we're going to bring a little music and a small stage to each of these three shopping centers. We're going to do one each month for the next 3 months. It's going to be the third Friday of the month. And we're going to, the focus is to get people to know what's in all the shopping centers around Dunwoody.
Right.
Yeah.
We all get in a habit. We go to the same things all the time.
Right. Everybody has their little circle they go to.
Exactly.
And we have so many people, too, who work in the market, who as we all know, who commute in to work in these around the perimeter.
Right.
And we want to encourage them to hang around on a Friday
night. And explore a little bit, right?
Right. Explore, get out, and discover some new places about Dunwoody. And this is not a new concept. You know, we've seen them in other communities. And even though Dunwoody doesn't have a specific downtown or main street like a lot of communities do, we have some really great centers.
Right, like clusters.
Throughout.
Right.
Right. So we want people to explore all of those areas.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say there's no grass growing under your feet. You guys are really busy.
Our fun never ends.
So we also have with us Economic Development Director for Dunwoody, Mr. Michael Starling. Welcome back to the studio. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Only person in the studio with a sport coat on.
Because, you know, he's the important guy.
He probably has a real meeting later on. So all the stuff that these ladies are up to, that's good for economic development, right?
Oh, absolutely. It all works together.
So give us a little bit of an overview, if you would, economic development, mission, purpose, but also what you've been up to since we talked to you last.
Well, economic development is focused on three big goals. Recruitment of new companies, obviously, is one of them. Retention of our existing businesses, which is probably more important than anything else. And then third is redevelopment. And now, finally, after many years, actually developing new things coming out of the ground. So that's my job, focused on those three big things. And the past 6 months have been very, very busy. Crystal Hamburgers moved their headquarters here from Chattanooga earlier this year.
I love Crystal.
Yeah, I remember seeing their building in Chattanooga. Yeah. So that's a big win for you guys.
It was a big win. It's about 60 jobs, and they're taking over an entire floor of an office building. And pretty soon you should see the Crystal logo go up on I-285. So it'll be pretty
good
cool.
Good stuff.
No announcement of a Crystal restaurant yet, but we'll see. they are going to have, that's what I'm waiting for, they're going to have a test kitchen in this facility, so maybe we'll
do it. Maybe they'll do tours.
Yes. I've raised my hand to be one of the testers.
All right, so talk to us. I know you got plenty of other news to share, and I want you to have an opportunity to do that, but walk us through this Crystal thing. This is a process. They come to you for information.
He gets a hankering for a Crystal burger. He's in Chattanooga.
Michael says, I will
have
the door,
Crystal. Right?
That's right. Hey. I grab 10 chicks or whatever they've got going on, and it is a process. And every project is different. Crystal was purchased last year from a company that's actually based in Buckhead, a private equity firm. And they're looking to add 250 new restaurants over the next 5 years. So this is huge growth for this company. And they felt like a location like Atlanta would serve them better. It's mostly about Hartsfield, and it's also about recruiting the kind of talent that they want to work with. So once they decided on Atlanta, they started looking at where in Atlanta they wanted to be.
And they could have been anywhere.
Right? Oh, absolutely. They could have been in Buckhead, Alpharetta, downtown,
right. There's
midtown.
A lot of choices.
There are a lot of choices. And so typically we get involved fairly early on, hopefully early on in the process when they've got a broker and they're starting to look at locations. And as Katie mentioned earlier, our location really is our number one asset, being at 285 and 400, having MARTA access, being right in the middle, what we think is Main and Main of the Metro Atlanta area. You can recruit from in-town Atlanta. You can recruit from Alpharetta here, from Gwinnett. There's very few office markets that you can really do that. If you're in Alpharetta, you know, it's hard to pull somebody from downtown Atlanta
right.
They want to work there.
Back or either direction. It seems like the downtown, quote-unquote, is now migrating to the perimeter, that's really the...
Yeah, downtown probably doesn't want to hear that, but yeah, that's what we think, and that's what our mayor says on a probably a daily basis, that this has really become the downtown of the greater metropolitan area.
Right, because the metro area has expanded all the way up to, you know, coming.
Yeah. Or Tennessee.
Really? Doesn't it seem that way? It seems like it has.
It really has. And if you sort of map the population and employment density, it has followed that. And we really are as close to the center point as you possibly can get.
Now, do you ever do like Katie and her crew and go on a road trip? Lee was teasing a little while ago, but there's a little something to that, right? Do you go do that stuff?
We don't. I don't do that as much as some other organizations. The State Department of Economic Development is really the lead for the entire state of Georgia, and they are out there all the time.
They get all the cool trips.
Now we go with them every once in a while, and there are tons of opportunities to do that on specific industries, especially at trade shows.
That's not right. You should have your own jet, Michael.
But well,
the Dunwoody jet.
The Dunwoody jet.
And we could park it at Peachtree to Cab. I don't think the budget.
Not yet. You get a couple more crystals in there, it'll be there.
Exactly.
So there were times when we would go on trips. I know the state and the Metro Atlanta Chamber, they go to Silicon Valley every year. And there's some other locations that typically we go to. But a lot of it is responding to folks from the state and say, hey, we've got Project X. They're coming in, you know.
And they're looking at these different markets, and you're one of them.
Looking at different markets, and we've got some buildings, and every project is different. But, yes, there is a process.
What about foreign investment? I know there's been a lot of foreign investment lately. Is there do you get that? Does that trickle down from the state as well?
It does. Typically, the foreign investment that we've seen has been in a lot of manufacturing. And that obviously would be outside. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of buildings that have been sold lately and some that are coming on the market. And I can't really tell if those are being funded from, you know, international sources or not. But real estate obviously is a big investment in and around Dunwoody. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably see two or three buildings on the market later this year.
So you mentioned three focus areas. Recap those again real quick, if you will.
Recruitment, so that would be crystals. That was a recruitment project. Retention, which is really keeping what we've got.
Don't want to go out the back door.
That's right. We don't want – exactly. Those are the easiest –
you don't want Chick-fil-A leaving when Crystal gets there.
Easiest companies, yeah. And then redevelopment. And now, like I said, after many, many years, actually people are looking to build again.
And that's what I wanted to talk about was this last one. Say more about that.
Okay. Well, obviously, financing has not been available for new development for quite some time, and we are seeing that shift a little bit. We've got a mixed-use development, which goes hand-in-hand with what Katie does. It's a hotel development right on Ashford-Dunwoody Road. They would like to build out a hotel and 25,000 square feet of retail on what now is a parking lot. They would build a parking deck to replace that parking. And what we're seeing is sort of the urbanization of the perimeter office market. These empty parking lots, which you see all over, are now so valuable that people are coming in and looking to do development. So that's one small project, and we're seeing a number of those all over Dunwoody and Perimeter Center.
Now, how do you guys balance the need for this kind of urbanization and then, you know, Dunwoody being a place where there's a lot of older community people that are kind of saying, hey, we like this kind of secluded suburban environment.
It is a balance, and we are not going to become downtown anytime soon, but there will be parts of Perimeter Center. It really is mostly in the Perimeter Center office market where we're seeing this heavy urbanization. In some of our other commercial districts like Georgetown and Dunwoody Village, we're seeing a little bit of it, but it's not going to be on the same scale. But our community development department, our planning staff, it is a balance. Obviously, we want new development. It's a huge driver for our economy. Our suburban developers, you know, they get to have very low taxes and live in this community because we have such a huge commercial base at Perimeter Center.
Right, but it's always to keep
is a balance.
The homeowners happy as well as the people who want that more urban. They want to have more stuff around them, so they don't have to drive to Buckhead and downtown.
Yeah, and we would love for them not to have to. And to be quite honest, they really don't need to. We've got everything
right,
here.
Right, exactly.
One of the big things that have happened the last 6 months is the number of restaurants. We've had probably a dozen restaurants open in the past 12 months.
Wow.
And it is just amazing.
Because Katie's doing such
that's
a great
right.
job.
That's right.
No, this is right. I mean, you got to be delighted with that, right, Katie?
Right. The restaurants are a huge part of the reason people come into this market, even just not just for staying at the hotels or visitors or whatnot, but just to come in on a Friday night or a Saturday night. I mean, and we have everything from great locally owned places in the Village in Georgetown to some very well known and established national chains. So we've got a great mixture, and Dunwoody's also got, and Perimeter, I should say, has really got some great nightlife, so to speak. Also, I mean, on Friday and Saturday night after work, it's got a great sort of atmosphere going on right now, and we're excited about that.
And I think Michael's got about four or five more coming in pretty soon too.
More restaurants?
We do. Hopefully, we've got some restaurants. If this mixed use development happens, there'll be at least two restaurant spaces, and I'm pretty sure they've got a couple of restaurants already lined up. There's a space at the mall that has been vacant for quite some time, and I think they've got that filled up finally.
Two words.
Can't name any names, but
two words. Papa Do's.
Papa Do's, okay.
I mean, they have one in East Cobb
or they do.
But let's get one over here.
Yeah, there's only one restaurant site that I know of in Dunwoody that's not filled. If a restaurant moves out, somebody opens up right away.
There's new restaurants coming in the Village also, restaurants.
And something going in where the old Cheeseburger was.
Yeah, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and I don't remember the name. It's a L.A. concept, and I think, as Katie mentioned, sort of the nightlife. It's a mixture between a sort of a taqueria and an evening, sort of like Eclipse de Luna is. I mean, it's a great restaurant, but it's also got pretty good nightlife. Cafe at Far is opening over in the Village, which is really exciting. First Watch, which is a breakfast brunch concept, is opening up next to blanking on the name.
Marlowe's
Tavern, yeah.
Any independent coffee places?
Yeah.
That seems to be
there's a
gap.
There's a new Crema place going in where the New York Butcher Shop was.
Well, you know, one of the greatest like Atlanta-based coffee shops is out of Dunwoody, and that's Cafe Intermezzo.
Right.
And that location's been here for
forever.
20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
And they just opened a new one in Midtown, but that's a great place, and we're thrilled to have them as local owners.
Park Place is a great spot.
We just need one on Abernathy.
Yeah,
can we work on that? You know, you two both are remarkably fit to be in the business. I think I would weigh 350 pounds if I weighed an ounce if I had your job.
I do a lot of lunches and dinners, there's no doubt. You've got to be careful.
I have to run a lot.
Yeah. You keep the exercise up.
So what's next for you guys? Where are you going to be putting your energy in the coming months?
Well, I think what we're going to see, we do have a number of big recruitment projects I can't talk about, but there's some big
down low.
Yeah, there's some big companies out there that are looking. Retention is our probably biggest focus in 2013, really getting out. We've got a staff member that just came on board with us, Allison Starnes, and she's helping on a full-time basis meet with companies, and that's all she does is meet with existing
companies. And just to see what their needs are?
Yeah, and we've gone through our list of 2,400 or so companies that call Dunwoody home. Obviously, we can't meet with all of them. So we look at some of the biggest, some of the companies that have lease terms coming up, and just talking to them about their plans. Are they happy? Looking to move? We found that most of them now, thankfully, are looking to expand. So we're actually starting now to see companies, instead of giving back space, they're taking more space, adding people, and that's really driving
the
economy.
That's good for everybody.
Yeah. State Farm over the past year has leased 1 million square feet in Dunwoody.
Wow.
It has completely changed our office market from over 35% vacancy to now below 17%. And that has really changed the dynamic in the office market.
That's a huge jump.
Yeah, for not just Dunwoody, but for all of Central Perimeter.
Now, Debbie, how are you kind of handling this three-ring circus?
You know, I just work in the mix with all three of them. I mean, it's... You know, with the chamber, we work with all the businesses, obviously, and we help promote all the restaurants and the hotels, all of which we hope are members of the chamber. Many of them are. So it's for us, it's always interesting to see what's coming and how we can best help all the companies stay in Dunwoody, and which is really our key.
Also to kind of work together, right? So you're not duplicating efforts and you're not, you know, kind of going off on these weird tangents that the other two legs of the stool.
You know, we all meet every month, at least once a month. And the whole purpose of that is just for us to all stay on the same page and not be trampling over each other with all the things that we're working on.
Or creating events, like you're doing one event and it conflicts with one of your events.
Exactly. So we try really hard not to let that happen by working together. So, and we check everybody else's schedule that's not just the three of us. So we look at what the DHA is doing. We look at what everybody else is doing. So, you know, the Nature Center is doing a music concert series this summer, too.
Yeah, the Nature Center, they've got a lot going on over there, and they've got a concert series that actually kicks off this Saturday night.
Have they done that before?
They have done it before, but this year they've sort of expanded it. They've got some great bands. This Saturday night is the Bad Neighbors. And
they probably live behind me. I think I hear them all the time.
I know them.
It's going to be sponsored by Mother Earth Brewing and then Moondog Growlers. So
cool.
It's a great event.
And then who takes that responsibility is to kind of look at the assets of Dunwoody and kind of leverage them to make sure that there are events, creative events to draw people in there that maybe not necessarily have been there before.
The CVB does a lot of that. We work very closely with all of our local organizations, attractions, as we call them, the Dunwoody Nature Center, the Sproul Center for the Arts, and stage door players. And we work a lot of times just individually with them, trying to do what we can to make sure we're promoting what they have going on, anything that's already going to attract visitors, anything that we can do to enhance their marketing efforts. And then if we want to work strategically with them to help create some programming. I'm doing that right now with the Sproul Center for the Arts, just trying to come up with some new ideas that are going to attract different audiences to their center.
Because there's so many gems in Dunwoody to play around with.
There are.
A lot of, I would think, creatively, you can kind of mix and match them to create new things.
You know, it's easy to think, you know, well, what should we build or what do we want? But we really have so many great assets here already.
Right.
And so the more that we can work with them to build up their product and help make sure that not only the people in Dunwoody, but the people in Metro Atlanta are taking advantage of these assets, the better off our community is going to be.
You know, we had the stage door players, and, you know, my husband and I have been members with them going every season probably for the last 15 years that we've been here. And I can remember when we first walked in, there was like this, they had little metal chairs, and and it was uncomfortable as all get out just to go, But, you know, you're just trying to support the local stage.
Yeah.
And now it's just, they just do incredible shows every time anymore. And it's great. I mean, Robert's done a phenomenal job over there over the last few years. And he's been a real asset to Stage Door and has really built it up and made it a really nice local theater.
And and one of the neat things about Le Méridien, like I mentioned earlier, is they're a very art-centric hotel. And so every Le Méridien has a local art partner.
Mm-hmm.
And their local art partner is going to be the Sproul Center for the Arts,
which
we're thrilled about.
Which is down the road.
It's perfect,
from them, right?
I mean, and, you know, there's so many art galleries and art organizations in Atlanta. And to work, be able to have this partnership with this fantastic, very well-known luxury hotel brand with our local art organization.
Yeah, the artist wins, the hotel wins, everybody wins.
So when this triumvirate gets together to dominate North Georgia, do you bring a bag lunch? Or do you go someplace, Michael or Katie?
It's usually around breakfast, a lot of coffee.
Lots of caffeine.
Dunwoody breakfast. We love Egg Harbor. I mean,
that's not Dunwoody.
It's not.
That's
we do have another broken egg.
But we do have another broken egg.
A broken egg. Yeah. I'm sorry. Faux pas.
But that's what you were thinking about.
We'll fix it in post. So I always know when it's time to ask Debbie about upcoming events because she pulls out this big 4-inch 3-ring binder, and then we let her share some of it.
You know, I just don't have enough things to do every day. So, you know, I have to bring things to help me remember what all they are. But we do have some great things coming up. And as usual, we have our Dunwoody Chamber and Heels group coming, and that's our women's group. And we do that every month. It's a luncheon. And then we also, and you can look at our website for any of the dates and times, but our young professionals team actually does, that's our under 40 group. I don't get to go to that one. But it does meet every Tuesday each month, and it's on the 14th this month. And they are going to be meeting at Chili's. My Coffee Connections, which is our speaker series that we're doing each month. It's about 10 positive management moves to improve your company this year. So it should be a really good one. It's with Dr. Bandow from Troy University. And that is always on a Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, always my favorite time of the day. Chamber and Heels is the 21st. And then the Business Academy, which we're actually partnering with the city on this one. It's their Back to Basics. And we've been helping market that one for the last probably three or four weeks with Chris. And I think that starts on the week of the 21st, and it's going to run for the week. So it's a great series for them. I think you can also get some credits for that one. So it's even better for a lot of people looking for some credits for accounting, and I think it's CPU credits. So anyway, that's just a few of the minor things that we've got going on, in addition to our Dunwoody at Dusk that's going to start up.
And Restaurant Week in June?
June 22nd through the 29th, and you can find information on our website about that.
And then any good spa weekends, you can go to the website too, right?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of information. We do have a full community calendar on our website as well, where we list every event taking place in Dunwoody.
So we're going to be kicking off the Dunwoody at Dusk for Restaurant Week, right?
Right, that Friday night.
See, that's a way you guys work together, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
The night before they kick off the Restaurant Week, we're going to be doing Dunwoody at Dusk. So it's pretty awesome.
All right, before we wrap, let's go around the horn and make sure that our listeners have contact information so they can reach out and learn more and stay plugged into all these great events. We'll start with you, Katie, website, phone, email, that
great.
Kind of stuff.
So the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Dunwoody can be found online at cvbdunwoody.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, where we've got great posts going all throughout the day, facebook.com/DunwoodyGA.
And I'm sure you got pictures of the arts festival.
We do. and then all of our information can be found on there for anything from meetings to events to restaurants.
Fantastic. Michael?
All right. The city can be found at dunwoodyga.gov. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Starling. And my direct number is 678-382-6926. So if you've got a company, you want to expand, you want to move here, call me.
You got it. And Miss Debbie?
It's dunwoodycommerce.org is our web address, and our phone number is 678-244-9700. And again, it's Debbie Fuse at the Dunwoody Chamber.
Well, thank you all three for coming back and visiting with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look forward
Thanks
to
for
next time.
Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor and our guest this morning and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time in the Fast Lane. Mm-hmm.